where Wilton comes for news and talk. The Lisa Wexler Show, now on Southern Connecticut's news and information leader, WICC 600.
Inside, we all need the same thing.
One act of kindness in public will affect everyone around you.
I've always depended on the kindness of strangers.
Welcome to the show. Welcome back to the show. On Fridays, we try and make ourselves feel good as we usher in the weekend. Paul Pacelli from 2 to 6 here on WICC and AM 600, 107.3 FM. And at 203-333-9422, you can call me at 203-333-9422. We think about and we share stories of the kindness of strangers because I think it gives all of us a lift to hear about times and stories when other people in the world unexpectedly did something nice for us. We are taught and we are told and we know in our hearts that it's really good to go out of our way. But when you see it happen, it can have a profound impact on your attitude toward other people. It can spread. It can be contagious. And so on Fridays, but this only works if you pick up the phone and call. Otherwise, I have plenty of other news stories I can go into, and believe me, they're not kind. But I would like to make this time, our sharing time, but it only works if you pick up the phone and tell me of a story that you know in your life. Maybe you were the person that was kind and it stuck with you because you thought, you know, I didn't have to do that for someone, but I did it. And it was good of me. It was nice of me. 203-333-9422. I have a nice story to share with you. I'll share this. We have a long lost cousin in our family. I've never met her. And she's a young girl. And I've never met her, but she's a long-lost cousin because when my niece Allison was going to an event in New York several years ago, this cousin knew Allie because Allie and my sister Jill Zarin are pretty famous and went up to her and said, "Allie, I'm your cousin," and did the, you know, the geography, the Jewish geography. And Allie then called to say, "Is this person real from this particular dad?" And it turned out to be very real. And so they became friends. A cousin that she didn't know, that she hadn't grown up with, became friends. Fast forward to a few years now, a couple of months ago, and Allie gets an email from this cousin who is now very sick and also very poor and needs help. And what she needs is psychiatric help. But psychiatric help is expensive. And this young cousin didn't have it. And her own parents are poor. They don't have any money. So the cousin asked Allie, and then of course Allie spoke to her mom and her mom spoke to me, to help her afford a place to go to heal from psychiatric illness. And it's not cheap. And this person really is a stranger. Even though it's a family member, this person really is a stranger. I've never met her. My sister never met her. But it was a very kind thing that my sister did, which is to say, "Yes, I will pay for this to help you get well." And so she's paying for her to stay at a psychiatric place, a place that will give services that this that this young cousin wants to go to be well, to heal. And so Jill is paying for it for a couple of months to let her be there. And it's very kind. It's very kind. So I'm going to give that shout out to my sister. 203-333-9422. Because hopefully being able to stay in this place will enable this woman to be better for a long time and stay on her medicines and have a good life. And she's reaching for it. She's reaching for her own recovery. But it's not easy. There are many struggles to recovery. And sometimes it does cost money that people don't have. 203-333-9422. And I know that this woman is technically a cousin, but she really is a stranger. No one's met her except Allie. No one's met her. 203-333-9422 is our number. So do you have a story that you want to share that will make you feel good about people who are just impulsively kind or spontaneously kind or deeply philanthropic in some way? 203-333-9422. I'm going to share another story. This is a fun one that comes from my job as probate judge. I'm going to tell you a case. I rarely discuss my cases, but this one I can discuss because it's public. There was a woman named Catherine Ordway. If you live in Weston, you probably noticed her name in Devil's Den because the Catherine Ordway Preserve is Devil's Den. And Catherine Ordway was a very rich philanthropist because her father was one of the chairs, I think, of 3M. And the bottom line is that she gave an extraordinary amount of land and money for conservation in Connecticut. I'll tell you the story coming up, but first let's go to you. Let's go to Stephanie from Orange. Hi, Stephanie. Welcome.
Hi there.
Hi.
I just had three very simple things happen over the years. You know, one time my family and I were out for dinner, and then when we went to pay the bill, someone had already paid the bill, and then, you know, they specifically requested to be anonymous. So that was really nice.
Why do you think they did that? Like, why? What prompted that?
I don't know. I don't know. We were out with our two young kids, and you know what? And they did say pay it forward. So I forgot about there was a little message from the waitress that said pay it forward. So and then another time, I was a lot younger. I was living outside Atlanta, and my car broke down. It was late at night. It was very dark. It was an old, unreliable car, and someone stopped, and it was like a very large man walking towards me, and he knocks on my window and says, "Roll down your window, roll down your window." And I was really scared. I was like 18, and I said, "No, I'm not going to roll down my window, but if you really want to help me, you know, call this number." This was before cell phones, and I told him my brother's phone number. I said it one time, and the person left, which I was relieved. But and then I had called my brother, and my brother came. Like, he had memorized this number, or put this number in his head,
nice
and came.
What a nice thing to do! Wow.
Yeah, but at the time it was scary because it was a scary looking person to me at the time, it was late at night. And
yeah.
And the very last one was just on vacation one time, going to one of those off the beaten path kind of places that you read about in a book where you have to hike in there, and being really stupid in Hawaii, going swimming out, and before I was married, he was my boyfriend at the time. He's off swimming somewhere else, and I find myself drifting out, and I can't swim in.
Scary.
And suddenly, and suddenly there was a person there, I don't even know where they popped out of, but because it was a very isolated, deserted kind of a cove place you had to hike into. And he's like, need a hand, and pulls me over where I could swim again. And that one was kind of mysterious. I don't, you know, I feel like God was looking out for me for sure on that one, on all of them, really. So,
yeah.
So those are my happy stories for today.
Yeah, they're good, happy stories, and they confirm your faith in humanity and maybe the unseen hand, the larger picture of that you're meant to be here on this earth and do good things.
For sure, for sure. I think it comes back to us for sure when we do that. So,
thank you for sharing,
thank you.
This, Stephanie. Sure, thanks.
Thanks. All right.
We have our second caller from Orange this morning, Judith from Orange. Welcome, the kindness of strangers. Tell us.
Yes. Well, I had. We were on the Jersey Turnpike. We were coming home from one of our grandchildren's graduations, and I went to use the facilities, and I fell down the steps coming out, and I was bleeding from the bridge of my nose. And I just didn't know what to do. And my husband was with me. And I find a car stopped. And this guy jumped out. And he comes over and he says, are you having a heart attack? And I looked at him. I said, no. And he said to me, I'm a doctor. Tell me what's the matter. And I said, I just fell. I wasn't holding on. And he said, I'll take you to a hospital. You should go to a hospital. And I didn't want to because we had a long trip home to Connecticut. And he did ask where we're coming. He says, you can't go home with the bleeding the way you're bleeding. So you have to stop somewhere. And I said, I'm not going to the hospital. So he said to me, if I take you to a walk-in, will you come in? And he got on in his car. He put on the GPS.
No way.
He found a walk-in. He said to my husband, follow me. We followed him to the walk-in. He stopped his car. He came in. He told them exactly what had happened, and I was taken care of, and I thought that was wonderful.
That's amazing.
That he stopped, he was going into Manhattan, I think, to see his dad, and he told me. And he was just very lovely, I mean, to stop and take us and go, and it was lovely. And another story, well, my husband's a veteran, and quite a few times, Veterans Day, if we were out, people had paid for his meal. We didn't know. And then when we went to pay, they said it was taken care of.
Oh, that's nice. But the doctor story, Judith, really gets me because, I hate to tell you this, but I don't think of that many doctors as really going out of their way to be extraordinarily kind like that anymore for strangers.
I think doctors
are so afraid of getting sued if they do the wrong thing, and I don't blame them. But what I'm saying is I don't see doctors doing that kind of behavior too often. I'm so touched by that.
I was very touched. I was very touched, and I did contact him, and, I sent him a little gift to say thank you.
That was really nice, Judith. Good story.
Well, it was a wonderful story. you said, you don't really appreciate, know of someone that will stop time.
Right. Incredible. Thank you.
Thank you for that story, Judith.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Evelyn from Trumbull, can you share with us a story of the kindness of strangers? 203-333-9422 for you to contribute. Evelyn, hi. Good morning.
Hi.
Hi.
Yes, I have a great story. My stepson had come from Germany with his girlfriend, and we took a trip, a road trip to Washington, my husband and I, and them too. And we went into a restaurant with them. And we knew what he was planning to do. He was planning to ask his girl to marry him.
Yeah.
And we were in a different restaurant. And when we went back to get the news that he had popped a question, he said, somebody just paid for the bill. And he asked us, did you guys pay for the bill? And I say, it wasn't us. So somebody paid for the bill.
Aww.
We never knew who it was. That was awesome.
It was awesome. Isn't that amazing? Because, you know, it's not that much money for someone to do something like that. It never is really going to change anyone's life, but it's such an impulsively nice thing to do. Look at all these stories of people who remember it. They remember when somebody picked up the bill for a meal for them at a restaurant. It's very cool. It seems to me like it's an extremely impactful way to be kind, to pick up the bill for somebody's meal. We hear stories about people picking up the bill for someone on a grocery line, some packages, something about providing food, nourishment for someone, doing that extra whatever. It sticks in people's mind because it's so relatively rare. We all go out to restaurants all the time. How often does anybody pick up a bill for us? Like, never. So that's why it sticks in our mind. Yeah. Well, and congratulations to you on your family.
Thank
congratulations
you.
Congratulations to you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Let's go to one more. We've got Cal from Bridgeport. Hi, Cal. Welcome.
Lisa, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm well. How about you, Cal?
I'm doing just fine, thanks. So listen, I have a story to tell. This happened about 3 years, I believe it was 3 years ago on Veterans Day.
Okay.
Me and a buddy of mine, we were eating in a restaurant, and this older couple came in. The gentleman, he had World War II hat on. So they, you know, they sat down and we ate. And, you know, of course, you know, we were in a hurry. We were just, you know, talking back and forth, so on and so forth. Then when we finished eating, the girl came to with the check. My buddy says, you know what? Why don't we pay the bill for that gentleman? He goes, he did a lot of good for the country.
Nice.
So we picked up the bill. In the meantime, the gentleman and the waitress said, hey, you know, those are guys, they paid the bill for you. So the gentleman was kind enough. He came up to us. And anyways, he, obviously, he thanked us, so on and so forth, you know. So my buddy asked him, he goes, hey, he says, by the way, he said, you know, thank you for serving, so on and so forth. He goes, well, you know, obviously, you must be retired. The gentleman turned, he goes, retired? Absolutely not. He goes, I own 3 gas stations in Stratford.
Oh.
Anyway, the point was that I'm not saying that, you know, we started laughing, saying, you know what, we should have maybe paid for someone that it needed a little bit more than that, but obviously we didn't know, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. But, you know, I bet it meant a lot to him because
it isn't just about
the money. It's about the gesture, right? It's about the gesture.
Right. But sometimes, you know, the thing with that, Lisa, it's, you know, it would have been, we would have felt a lot better if we had helped someone that could probably really need it a little bit more. But anyways, we just left out of the whole deal anyways, you know.
That's funny, Cal. That's a good story.
That's all I have to say. Listen, I always enjoy your show. I listen to Melissa in the morning. I listen to you and I listen to Paul. You guys have a great show, so on and so forth. But one thing that I want to just finalize, why now we can hear you on FM? Because, you know, I grew up on WICC, the 600. You know what I'm saying?
Well, we're not giving up WICC 600. No way, no how. It's still the very, very strong, powerful signal. But there are some people who like to hear on an FM band. The sound quality is a little different. Music will sound a little bit better. So the station invested in being able to hear the content on both frequencies. But we're not giving up one for the other. We're always going to be on AM 600. We're not going anywhere.
Well, you know, the reason being is, you know, it's funny. I'm probably one of the only ones that I still have one of those old-fashioned radios, you know, the AM, FM.
I do. I wake up to it every morning. I wake up to Melissa in the morning every morning on AM 600. That's my alarm clock.
Right. Well, exactly. I have the same thing. But in any event, like yesterday, I was listening to Paul, and there was a gentleman, he was not complaining, but he was, you know, expressing his opinion about the, you know, the 107.3.
Mm-hmm.
And he said that the waves were not coming in as strong. And so I said, well, let me try it. And, you know, I can hear you so much better on the AM station versus the FM. from
well,
my
that, that is I that is honestly, Cal, that is exactly a function of where you live and how it's coming in. These bands are very unpredictable, and we don't really know the reach of the FM yet. So keep listening to us on AM. It's all good.
Oh, no. Yeah. You know, 600, you know, it's that's going to be, as long as I'm around, I'm you know, that's all I'm going to listen to. But anyways, I enjoy your show. You have a great weekend, and I'll keep on listening to you guys. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. We'll be right back with more of the Lisa Wexler Show coming right up.